David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 339. I know you're probably all thinking now, oh my goodness, this is exciting. I've been waiting for this all day, wondering what toilet is going to be coming from on this dollop. I'm not recording from a toilet, I'm recording from my bedroom today, so I hope you don't feel too disappointed by that. But that's the thing with the dollops, you know, you think things get into a bit of a pattern, and with some bloggers, there's a danger of it falling into a bit of a rut, you know, sort of toilets every single day, but not me. It's just no second-guessing me. The dollops are always moving, always progressing, always evolving. I'm in my bedroom again today, and who knows where I'll be tomorrow and the day after. Yesterday we were in a toilet in Selby, Yorkshire, and a McDonald's in a service station. My goodness, we get about a bit, don't we, on these dollops. Anyway, today's dollop is called The Lyrical Workers, and it's a little bit of a challenge for you now. You may remember, if you are a dollop aficionado, and you've been listening to the dollop since the beginning, in dollop 23, which was, of course, dollop nerds, you'll remember this, but it was entitled Exceptionally Chilly Grease and Placated Little Cats. That's dollop 23. You'll have to Google that for yourself if you want to know what that's all about. But in that dollop, I talked about the fact that I got a spam comment on my website that said, rather than coming up with blogs yourself, why don't you use this free tool, this online tool, which is called an article spinner? And basically, you put some text in from another person's blog, and it will then change the words around. It'll keep the meaning intact, but it'll change the words around. So it means that you could essentially upload content to your website, but it's not, you've not actually had to put any time and effort into it, because it's just changed the words around, swapped words, like used a thesaurus and swapped words for other words that mean the same, move the words about a bit to create a different sentence, and it's done. A few seconds. Obviously I wasn't going to do that, but I did think that I could use it experimentally. I thought, I wonder what happens if I put lyrics, popular song lyrics, into this tool and it changes the words around. And the results of that was dollop 24. I really should have done this at dollop 240, shouldn't I? So it would have been 200 dollops later, because I'm now going to return to that idea. Ah, so if I'd only waited another day to have done this, it would have seemed like there was a bit of a pattern going on. You know, I did it in dollop 24, I bring it back, dollop 240. Well, it's dollop 239. Anyway, in our singing weekends that we do a few quizzes, and The Lyrical Workers was one of those quizzes. And I'm going to play you now that quiz. So feel free to play along wherever you are and see how you do. I shall read out these warped lyrics, and then when someone at the weekend gets it, I will then sing what the lyric is. Now, they do shout the answers out, but there's quite a lot of noise going on. But I'm sure that if you can't hear what the person is shouting out, I assume you'll get it once I start singing the actual song. So this is the Lyrical Workers Challenge. Can you identify the song from these lyrics that have been put through this article spinner and warped? And the majority of this comes from last singing weekend that we did in Beverly, where my voice had more or less gone. So it's time to play the Lyrical Workers Challenge.
From the time my infant abandoned me, I found somewhere else to live. 'Tis at the end of Forlorn Road of the Catastrophe of Long
Children.
Heartbreak Hotel. Well, ever since my infant abandoned me, I've found somewhere else to live. Is that the end of Forlorn Road at the Catastrophe Lodgings? I'm ever so desolate, infant. I'm ever so forlorn. I'm ever so desolate, I could kick the bucket. Okay. Okay. When I wind up in an unfortunate situation, my mum Mary approaches me,
talking useful tidbits.
To number one! Whoa.
Whoa.
Let it be.
Let it be by the Beatles, of course. When I wind up stuck in an unfortunate situation, my mum Mary approaches me, talking useful tidbits. Leave it alone. Whisper useful tidbits. Leave it alone. I continued the confidence, and I continued exercising my democratic right, not for the metal-clenched hand, but rather for the assistance.
There's... Two!
Not really Union by Billy Bragg.
No.
Oh. No.
For theirs is a land with a divider around it. Also, mine is a confidence in my kindred chaps. Theirs is a place where there is trust and magnificence. Mine...
Three Billy Bragg between the walls.
Well, so, I continue the confidence and I continue exercising my democratic right, not for the metal clenched hand, but rather for the assistance. For theirs is a land with a divider around it. Also, mine is a confidence in my kindred chaps. Theirs is a place where there is trust and magnificence. Mine is the verdant field and the industrial facility floor. Theirs is the air, although with planes once more. Mine is the peace we know betwixt the conflict. What's more, now the end is close. Thus I confront the last
one.
What's more, now the end is close. Thus I confront the last drapery. My companion, I'll say it clear. I'll express my case, for which I'm sure I've carried on with a life that is full. I voyage every last interstate, and the sky is the limit from there. But a great deal more than this, I succeeded in my style. Okay. Don your finery and go along with me, baby. We'll have a ton of fun when the timepiece hits one. We're going to shake day
great,
and...
Great.
Rock around the clock.
Yeah. We're going to shake day and night this evening. We're going to shake, shake, shake till open air. We're going to shake all day and all night this evening. At the point when the timepiece hits two, three and four, in the event that the band backs off, we'll holler for extra. We're going to shake all day and all night this evening. We're going to shake, shake, shake till open air. We're going to shake all day and night this evening. Very good. Okay.
What number of streets should a chap stroll down before you refer to
how
him?
Long, how
what?
Long?
Three.
Two.
Oh, yay! Yeah. And a point. The good news is that my voice already sounds like Dylan, so this shouldn't be difficult.
What number of streets should a chap stroll down before you refer to him as a chap? What number of occasions should a white pigeon cruise before she dozes on the beach? Yes, and how often should the gunballs fly before they're everlastingly banned? The reply, old buddy, is blustering in the air. The response is blustering in the air. Why do flying creatures all of a sudden show up each time?
Five.
Close to you. Yes. Why do flying creatures all of a sudden show up each time you are close? Much the same as me, they desire to be near you. Why do stars tumble down from the air each time you stroll by? Much the same as me, they desire to be near you. On the day that you were conceived, which isn't quite true, on the day you were born, on the day, someone's got a warped idea of science there. On the day that you were conceived, the blessed messengers got together. Also, chose to make a blessing from heaven reality. So they peppered moonlight in your follicles of brilliant starlight according to blue. That is the reason every one of the ladies around in the local area.
Okay, so a quick recap of the answers. We had Heartbreak Hotel, Elvis Presley. We then had The Beatles, Let It Be. We had Between the Walls, Billy Bragg. We had Rock Around the Clock. We had Frank Sinatra, My Way. Bob Dylan, Blowing in the Wind. And The Carpenters, Close to You. There you go. Hope you enjoyed that. Something a little bit different. And I shall be back tomorrow with Dollop 240. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.